Chapter 12, Surrendering to Life. When our intentions and desires come into conflict with the natural flow of the universe, we will experience discomfort. As we become aware of this inner resistance, we can either ignore it and stay on our current path and keep acting in ways that are willful, or we can begin acknowledging our emotions and surrendering to reality. By following the second path, we will be aligning ourselves with the depth of our experience in every moment and opening to greater connection with ourselves and life. When times are difficult for us, we can choose to learn and grow from every situation. We can embrace life and let it shape us. We can look for opportunities in our moments of suffering and allow them to point us in directions that offer us greater peace and fulfillment. We can begin to see our painful experiences as calls from life, calls to wake up to our true path and our true potential. If we're unwilling to acknowledge our emotions and question our intentions, however, we will never see life as a friend and teacher. Our one option will be to continue struggling upstream alone while our connection to life and our true potential drift away from us. When we can begin to admit that things aren't always going to go our way, however, and start accepting the discomfort these moments might create within us, we can begin engaging in an unfolding unto our true selves and start working with life rather than forging our path alone. This is a beautiful opportunity that awaits us at all times, whether we're willing to see it or not. Whether we choose to accept help from a higher power or plan on battling it out ourselves is our choice. The ballroom of perfection is where you already are. Do you want to continue stumbling along to the tune that only you can hear? Or are you ready to listen carefully to the orchestra of life and learn to dance to the beautiful song it is playing?